Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a Demai Daf Zayin in the Oizvah Adar edition, starting Perek Rishon Halacha Gimel. Sog the Mishnah, Elokech lezera ulebehema. Someone who takes grain in order to plant it or to give it to an animal to eat. Or kemach leoyores, he takes flour to put it on hinds. Veshemen lener, he takes oil to be used as a candle, not to eat. Shemen losuch boisakelim, where he takes oil to put it on vessels. Potum in adamai. In all these cases, potum in adamai, because chiyud mai is only when you use it for achilo, for an adam who's going to eat it. Min gziv alon potum in adamai, from the gziv this city and onward, you potum in adamai. As Yerushalmi said earlier, that means even from a vadai, even regular mai is potum, because it's not considered to be Eretz Yisrael. Mishnah Ketivah Dav Zayin. Chalas al ha'oretz ve'amidumo. If you have an ha'oretz who did chala, took out chala from his dough, or medumo, he has trumo and chulin that got mixed up. Ve'alakuach bekesa ma'iser, the food that you bought with the ma'iser sheni money. And shiur minochis, the mincha, if ha'oretz brings a mincha, and you have the leftover that Quran meat, and all these cases of p'turim in adamai, there's no din d'mai over there, and the Gemara is going to explain why. The shemen orev, oil that has in it some ingredients that make it have a very good smell. But shalom mechayvim b'sil poitrim. But shalom says mechayv edmai b'sil sepato. We'll see in the Gemara why. So the Gemara now refers to the first part of the Mishnah that anything you take to plant, you're not chayv edmai. It says the Gemara mikvan shelo kol lezer, he took it to plant it. Lo shani yedavosh zor kole, he yedavosh ein zor kole. I mean, the Mishnah is not differentiating if what he's planting is completely going to be dissolved, going to be completely gone once he plants it, or even if it's going to remain, it won't be dissolved. So you see the Mishnah over here says, it will be something that remains the way it is. So you say, I understand, eventually after we plant it and it's going to grow again, we're going to use the same items that are here being planted, we'll do from that demai. But here it's going to be dissolved. Whatever you're putting here, it's not going to be here anymore. Still, there's no obligation of a demai. Continues the Gemara and says, Omer b'yichon v'tani ken. It's also a brayse like this. So as Reb Chaim says, it's not the brayse, it has nothing to do with the first one. The Gemara just brings another brayse. Lokhon lezera, v'chishiv aleim lechilo. Prisoner took it to zera, and then it changed his mind. He said, you know, I'm taking these seeds to plant them, but I'm going to actually eat them. So the din ba'im machshova. So the machshova has the power to take away what his original machshava was. His original machshava was for zera. Once he decides to change it, it's designated for food, he's chayav in the mind. Lokum la'achilo v'chishav lem nezera. Maybe it's the opposite. He took it to eat it, and then he changed his mind. Lo yakol himenu. Lokol himenu is the way Yerushalmi says, lo yakol himenu, as we say in the Bafa, which means he cannot change it. Once he has an obligation of mind, he cannot change it with a machshava. Person should not plant tevel. Tevel, which there was no truma spice taking out of it, he shouldn't plant it. He should first fix it. And also, if it's in the ground, he shouldn't cover it. That's called mechapin. Ava mechapin magoy tevel. But the goy, if you're doing with the goy, it's okay because the goy is not obligated and truma spice. Shochach vezora tevel. But if you made a mistake and he did plant tevel, potur shkvar ovet. So he's potur because it's gone. Says the Gemara, but davar shein zara lislaket, meaning the zera is gone. Once it's planted, it can be dissolved in the ground. You never see it, so then you don't have a din to do mice over here. It's too late. But davar shein zara lislaket. But if it stays there, you know, with these plants that remain in the ground intact, so then koyse moiso shil ilaket oisoi, you koyne say to pick it up and do maisus. Beloy tzomach. That's only if nothing grew from it. It's the way you put it in the ground. That's the way it is today. But if it started growing and new things came out, then you don't have to take it out, and you'll just do Chuvas HaMaisos for the entire thing once he harvested it. Because if he'll do it right now, he's going to lose whatever grew. Says the Gemara, when Rabbi Yochanan ate a piece of meat or egg, he would do Dmai. So the Gemara Amru late till Mudoi. He says, "Tell me, he asked him. Like, can you from Rabbi? Didn't you teach us? Aser to aser, kol tfuas zarecho. Ma'isus is only in what grows from the ground, not in meat and egg." Says the Gemara, "Do choshesh lemashkin sheshbem. He was choshesh. Maybe there's liquid, there's water in them, and that water is chayav in shubas ma'isus." Now the Gemara is going to bring a few stories that have to do with a tikkun of fruits that are mesukar and not mesukar. So Gemara says, Dav Zayin Amud Beis, Rehima sent to Zeiro a basket of figs, and he did not take out Shuvah Samasus. So Rehima thought to himself, for sure will do his own Shuvah Samasus. He's not going to rely on me. So if anyone is going to do it, I don't have to do it as well. The Avir Rav Zeir saw on the other hand, Rav Zeir was thinking, Meimar, and he said, "My Efshad the Avir Mishalchel Emilu Dlo Mitakro. Will Rav Zeir send me anything which is not fixed? He didn't take a Shuvah Samasus. He for sure did it. Beindin Ledin is Achol Tevel. What happened was it was even Tevel. He, the receiver, relied on the sender, and the one who sent relied on the receiver. So at the end of the day, nobody did Shuvah Samasus. The Malkal Kami made. The next day they met each other. Amar Le'ahu Misarat the Shachli. So Zeir asked Rav Yirmiyah, the one, the basket you sent to me at Tamoil yesterday, Misakra Sava, was it fixed? Amar Le'ah Amari says, answers Rav Yirmiyah, I said to myself, Mar Zeir Mechul Milu Dlo Misakra, will Zeir eat something without doing too much of Isis? Amar Le'ah Uf Ano, so might me. Ano Amari's kid also said the same thing. Have Rav Yirmiyah Shach Milu Dlo Misakra? Would Rav Yirmiyah send me something which is not fixed? So that was the conversation between them. Do who do you rely on that fixed it? Rav Avraham Bar Zvino b'Shav Zeir Omar Inavu Kadmoi Ibnei Melochim. So Rav Avraham Bar Zvino b'Shav Zeir Omar, after this whole story, if the original generations were like Malochim, Anun Bnei Nash, so we're less than them, we're like human beings. V'Avu Bnei Nash Anun Chamorim. If they're human beings, we're animals. Meaning that there's takol that happens to us, we're not eating fixed fruits. Omar Amono B'Ayish Shaita Amor. And at that time they even said, we're not even similar to the donkey of Pinchas Ben Yair, as the Gemara is going to say in a moment, who was very careful not to eat fruits that are not mesukah, they're not fixed. What's the story? The donkey of Pinchas Ben Yair was stolen in the night. They hid it for 3 days. For 3 days, the donkey did not want to eat, I think. After 3 days, they decide to just give it back to the owner. Let's send it back to the owner. I don't want the donkey to die, and the cave where they were will stink. They took her out. Went to the gate, to the entrance of the owner of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. She started screaming. To open the door for this poor donkey. For 3 days, he did not eat a thing. Opened the door, she came in. Give her something to eat. They gave her barley, she didn't want to eat. They told her, we don't know what's going on, the donkey doesn't want to eat. Did you fix the barley? So they understood, meaning, is it good barley? Is it good food? Amulayin, they said yes. Amulayin, what I mean to say, did you take out the mani? Did you fix it? Amulayin, didn't we learn in our Mishnah that if you take seeds for an animal, or kemach lohoyrois, or you take flour for hides, shemen laner, oil for the candle, shemen lasuk bois akelim, or oil just to spread on the vessel, in all these cases, put them into the mani. My neighbor, what are you going to do to this poor donkey? She's machmir on herself. They took out the mai and then she ate it. So as the Mefarshim explained in Chulin, in the Bible, the Gemara brings it, the idea is that the Gedush of Pinchas Ben Yair penetrated to his animals. So the donkey was so careful, not because of its own das, because it was influenced with the Gedush of Pinchas Ben Yair. And this goes back to the Gemara before, that Rav Zeir and Rav Yirmiyah were saying, we're like donkeys, not even the donkey, Pinchas Ben Yair, because we had a takala of eating something which is not mesukah. So the Gemara trained miskinin, if couldn't train saying this, Arigabeir, Pinchas Ben Yair. So he spoke about Pinchas Ben Yair, saying another story about Pinchas Ben Yair, is tzidkas. There were two poor people that gave 2 seahs of barley to Pinchas Ben Yair. So he was holding on to him, so what did he do with it? Zorun v'chatzon, he planted it, and it grew. And he harvested. And then he brought it into the house. Bayin Mesa Sairon. Then he came back to the poor people and said, please give us back the 2 seahs of barley. Bring donkeys and camels to take your barley. Look how much barley grew, and it's all yours.
People
went to a place. Kima told him, the mice is eating all our grain. What should we do? So he was grazing on the mice, and they all came together. They all were gathered and held in one place.
They started screeching.
They told him, you know what they're saying?
He asked the people of the place.
Says, no, we don't know what they're saying. Says, you don't fix your fruits. In other words, you don't take chumas from maestros. And that's the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent them to eat the grain.
Omulein Urvan, he says, please be an aura for us, that we from now on will be very careful in chumas from maestros.
Ve'arvun, he was his aura, he was responsible.
Lo yanchun, and the mice did not eat anymore the tefuah.
The Gemara is going to continue the stories in the next daf.
With this, we conclude Yerushalmi D'mai Daf Zayin.